Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Mark Richardson, MARKRICHARDSON. Date of service is 2/27/2026, and date of accident is 11/12/2025. Date of birth 3/18/1993. Patient is here for the following procedures. One is intralaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy. Number two, epidurogram. Number three, intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. Number four is intra-articular injection of the left knee. And an X-ray of the left knee is also done because of the consistent pain to make sure there is no fracture inside. The X-ray two views was done using fluoroscopy equipment, and it was found that the X-ray of the knee do not show any fractures, and it appears completely normal. X-ray of the shoulder was also done, two views, and it also looks reasonably good. The procedure of epidural injection was done according to protocol. 5 cc of dexamethasone was injected into the L5-S1 interspace. The indications for epidural injection is based on the MRI findings, which are as follows. In the lumbar spine, patient has multi-level disc herniations causing varying level of central canal and bilateral lateral recess and neural foramina stenosis, most prominent at L3 and L4, L4, L5 nerves, and there is a compression of L3, L4, L5 nerve roots, and it appears that the epidural injection is a significantly excellent treatment for helping all of these pathologies in one time. These injections will be repeated. Even the patient has a ligament phlegm thickening will also be helped. And these injections will be repeated 4 to 6 times. Thank you. Regarding the intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, under X-ray guidance, the injection was carried out to the intra-articular of the left shoulder and also to the infraspinatus. Subscapularis tendon was injected. Regarding the left knee, patient was provided 5 cc of dexamethasone and Marcan to help with the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, which is torn, and ACL, which is also in strain, partial thickness tear. In addition, patient has sprain of the medial collateral ligament, popliteus tenosynovitis, posterior horn of the medial meniscus. The injections were carried out successfully. Patient left in a stable vital sense. Thank you very much.